Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good to see you, Chris. Amen. God is good. I had to make sure my eyes weren't failing me. Good to see you, bro. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good to see you. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to begin to read there at verse number 9. Thank you, musicians. Amen. I think the temperature has gone up to a balmy 65 degrees. Might be 70 by the time church gets done. Amen. But if you get warm, don't get sleepy on me, please. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good all the time. Again, I apologize. We had just a little bit of difficulty this morning. We had the heater got turned on a little late. We're going to try to fix that and do better in the future. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. A little preface. What I have today, in fact, I had mentioned to someone here just a little earlier in this service that what I have today is what I would normally call teaching. Amen. And normally I do my teaching on Wednesday night. It's expounding. It's still the Word of God. It's still the Bible. It's still about our walk with Him. And I normally do that kind of thing on Wednesday night. And I like to reserve Sundays for evangelistic things that, you know, people getting a move of God in their life and getting the, you know, repenting, being baptized, getting the Holy Ghost. I like to be evangelistic on a Sunday morning. But if you'll notice, there's more people here on this Sunday morning than many times there are on a Wednesday evening. Amen. So I hope if it's your practice that you come on Sunday morning, that you'd make it your practice to come on Wednesday evening. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because on Wednesday evening, you're going to get stuff from the Word of God. Amen. You're going to get things pertaining to life. Amen. About our walk with Him. Praise the Lord. Well, today, I may end up preaching some, but really what I have is teaching. Amen. If you'll join with me, amen. If you'll just get involved, if you'll say amen when something is good, amen. If you'll hear the Word of God and let it go in your ears and you'll think about it in your mind and you'll let it affect your life, it will prosper you. Amen. It's good stuff. Amen. So let me go to the Word, begin to read 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning there at verse number 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So he's talking to believers. Amen. He's talking to us. Amen. This part, this portion, this place in the Bible is talking to us. Amen. The believers in Jesus Christ. Amen. I think I've seen a lot of faces look familiar to me here. Amen. And we are believers in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Continuing, verse number 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given us unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. God wants good things for us. He wants good things for you. Amen. God wants good things in the church. Continuing, verse number 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. I tell you, the promises of God are beyond what man can promise. Amen. It's beyond what the world could possibly give. That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence. Let me pause right here. Sometimes I hear preachers try to say, everybody say diligence. You know what the chances of everybody doing that is? Almost zero. There's going to be somebody that won't do it. There's going to be somebody that sits back and just... So I would like someone, at least one person, to say diligence. Hey, I got more than one. We're exceeding expectations. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Someone say faith. Man, we've already been talking about that today. This is already what we've been singing about. It's about what we've been talking about. It's been already the theme of this service. And no, I didn't show them my notes ahead of time. Diligence, add to your faith virtue. Someone say virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. Say knowledge. This is good stuff. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. Say that. Patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. Amen. Praise the Lord. For if these things, what these verses, what you just said, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody want to be successful in living for God? Anybody want to have God in your life be supreme? That's me. That's what I do. God, it's me, Lord. I want to serve you. Praise the Lord. Verse number 9. But he that lacketh these things. If you don't have those things that you said, if you don't have those things, he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Lord, help me not to forget. Amen. I want to talk today. I want to speak on spiritual growth. Amen. It's a theme of our service. It's a theme of our church. It has been on my heart now for more than a year. It is something that just cannot, it will not, I don't want it to let it go away. I want it to be part of me. I want it to be a part of our church. I want it to be part of you. It's something that is burning within me. We in our church, in this, you and I, all need spiritual growth. Amen. If you want spiritual growth in your life, I'm asking you, would you pray with me right now? Lord, I love you, Jesus. I pray, I ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would have spiritual growth, Lord, in me, Lord, in the leadership of this church, in the fellowship, Lord, of the brethren, in all that are the believers in the name of Jesus Christ that are here gathered together in this service, in those that are yet to come. God, let us grow in our spirit, in our strength, in our love toward you, God. Use us, God, and touch us and anoint us, I pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Spiritual growth. It's something that every one of us needs. Amen. You've heard it before. You're hearing it now. And I expect that you're probably going to hear it again. Amen. Every one of us needs to grow in Jesus Christ. Amen. Continue. I want to read a little more scripture. Hebrews chapter 6, beginning there at verse number 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. You know, when you have arrived, when you have had a revelation of who Jesus is, when you have repented, you have been baptized in Jesus' name, you've received the gift of the Holy Ghost, and you are a child of God. Praise the Lord. Don't leave that part behind. You cannot leave those essential doctrines that get us to the place that we are walking with God. But you know what? We're not perfect yet. Surprise! Not any one of us is perfect yet. We haven't been glorified. God hadn't come. We haven't gone away in the rapture. You know, we're still in the flesh. We still have weaknesses. We still have problems. We need God. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. As good as you think you might be, God wants to give us more. Amen. God wants to still yet do more in our life. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. You don't have to get re-saved again. You know, you don't have to go through. You know, I pray that you would repent whenever, often. I pray that you are thankful that you have been baptized. Amen. And because you've been baptized, you've been bought with a price. You don't have to be bought again. God already owns you. God already paid your debt. Amen. I'm so glad that I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. In fact, it's good that you would speak with tongues often, every day, pray and seek God's face. But that's not the foundation I'm speaking of. I'm speaking of going beyond that. I'm speaking of going beyond just being a believer. Amen. Growing in our spiritual strength. Verse number 2. Of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead. God is going to lead us out of here one day. Amen. Amen. And of eternal judgment. Verse number 3. And this will we do if God permit. Amen. I need God's help. Amen. To grow spiritually. Praise the Lord. Faith must be continually growing or it will die. Amen. I have felt it from the very first inklings of my walk with God, of my very first coming back into the kingdom of God as I have lived for God now for a number, 40, 50 years now, there is something in me that continues to want to grow in Jesus Christ. Amen. I cannot be satisfied and stop. Oh, I don't need to read the Bible anymore. I've already read it a whole bunch of times. No, I still need the Word of God. Oh, I've been to church before. I know what they do there. They sing some songs and worship God, hear the preaching, have an altar call, and go home. No, I need to get myself in church every time I can. Amen. I want to go to extra church. I want to go to church on Friday. Amen. With the youth revival. You know, they're not, I guess I'm young compared to some. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go to the youth revival. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we got to grow. If we don't continue to grow, the opposite happens. We begin to die spiritually. Our walk with God becomes less strengthened. Amen. We got to grow in Christ Jesus. You see, the chain of Christian, we'll call this graces, if you will, is only as strong as the weakest link. Amen. There are so many facets of our living for God. There's so many things that contribute to my strength and my belief in Jesus Christ. There are so many ways that I need to strengthen myself in the Spirit. Amen. Diligence. Do your part. You got to be diligent about living for God. Your part is important. You know, there might be some people that would think, well, you know, I'm not a musician or I'm not a worship leader. I'm not the preacher. You know, what does it even matter if I don't show up? You know what? It does matter. It matters because you are the one that is bringing in the presence of God in your life. Only you know the good things that God has done for you. It's only you that can give your praise unto God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And my pastor, Brother Hall, when I was a young Christian, would say that worship is contagious. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why don't you worship God right where you are in the pew so that the people right around you catch some of it.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Man, I want to be, if I see the Spirit of God being poured out, man, I want to run and get under the spout. Man, I want that stuff to fall on me. I want God to touch my life. Amen. In fact, that's why we come to church. I want to feel God's presence. I want God to do something in my life. Praise the Lord. Do your part. Diligence. Someone say diligence. Diligence. Faith. Faith is our foundation. Do you really believe that Jesus Christ is the Almighty God? Amen. I believe it. I believe it from the top of my head to the bottoms of my feet. And everywhere, side to side and up and down, every part of me believes that Jesus is the mighty God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's our foundation. It's the beginning of our faith. We got to have it. Virtue. Someone say virtue. Virtue, I want to give this the word boldness. Amen. It enables us. And I'm going to talk more about that subject. But boldness. Knowledge. Someone say knowledge. Knowledge. Understanding the will of God. Amen. You know, when you first come into the house of God, when you first come into a place like Apostolic Lighthouse, when you first experience the things that we experience here, you know, I've come to just know that when we worship God, we feel His presence. Amen. But that is not normal in most of the churches across our land. Amen. But it's right. It's God's will. Praise the Lord. And I got to learn the things of God. Well, why is it that it's important that I worship? Well, you need the knowledge to know why that's important. You need the knowledge to know why we need to have faith, why we need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, which is very specific. You can't be baptized in just any manner. You got to be baptized like the Word says, but you need to know why. That's knowledge. The Holy Ghost. What does the Holy Ghost do for you? Well, you need to know why you need the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's knowledge. Praise the Lord. The knowledge, temperance. Someone say temperance. Amen. Temperance is self-control. Amen. No one can control you but you. Amen. It's your choice if I'm going to worship God or not. It's your choice if you're going to live for the Lord. No one can make you live for God. You will live for God by your own choice, or you won't live for God. Amen. If that would be your choice. Praise the Lord. Self-control. To that, add patience. Someone say patience. Endurance. Patience is endurance. You got to endure some things. Amen. Godliness. Say godliness. Godliness, God-fearing. It's not that I'm afraid of God, but I have a reverence for God. I have a great high respect. I have the highest respect that I have is for God. There is nothing more important than God. Amen. I have a fear of the Lord, a reverence, a respect for Him. Amen. To that, brotherly kindness. Someone, brotherly kindness. Thank you very much, Brother Ryan. Charity. Charity. Amen. They're all things that we need. Amen. Peter writes about these things that accompany salvation. Amen. No, I'm not saved by these things. Amen. I'm saved in the salvation plan. There's the salvation plan, Acts 2:38. Amen. But that's not the end. That's just the beginning. We need to go on unto perfection. We need to go on into the things of God. These things that you've already said yourself will help us in our walk with God. Newly born Christians are to move on from infancy to maturity. He exhorts us to be prepared to face the perilous times that will come. And there are perilous times that are coming. They are. In fact, in some portions of the world, they have arrived. They're right now. Look at the news in on your news feed, on your phone. Look in the newspaper. Look just about any place that they have anything to do about the world happenings, and you will see perilous times are upon us. We need to prepare ourselves. We need to be strengthened in the Spirit. Amen. He did not encourage people to build walls to ward off the dangers. You know, you're not supposed to, you know, some preppers will go out in the woods and build a fortress. That's not what the Word of God tells us to do. You know, you stock up whole bunches of stuff and build your house in a bomb shelter and, you know, you're going to have lots of food and weapons and... No, that's not what the Word of God tells us we're supposed to do. Now, I'm all for your preparations. It'd be good if you prepare yourself and your family. But that is not the focus. That is not our aim. If you're aiming at just surviving the perilous times by human methods, you know what? It's going to fail. Someone's going to break in and take your stuff, or, you know, something bad is going to happen. And, you know, you can't depend on the flesh. You can't depend on doing it without God. What we need to have is a rock solid spiritual strength that will bring us through. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bank tellers, they deal with a lot of money, but they never show bank tellers or people who identify, you know, fake money, forgery or counterfeit money. They never study the fakes. You don't have to study the fakes of religion. What you need to study is the Word of God. Amen. What you need to know is the real thing. Amen. Get as spiritually strong as you can right here, right now, in this Word. Amen. In this church, get as spiritually strong as you are able to get. And then you will recognize the counterfeits. You're going to recognize the spiritual pitfalls. You're going to recognize the things that are against God. You know, we must fill our hearts and our lives with these very things that you have said yourself, these graces, so that when evil and temptation is thrust upon us, and it will be, we are able to immediately recognize and know what to do to combat it. Amen. How are you going to know what to do if you don't even recognize the problem? Amen. You see, the responsive Christian, has a call that is answered. Amen. God has called you, and you have answered. Amen. The Christian is called out. The church, ecclesia. It means the called out ones. That's the church. That's us. We are called out to be from the world, and we are called unto Him, Jesus Christ. We are the called out ones. And we are called into the kingdom of God. We are called into His glory. We are to be like Him. Amen. The call of God in an individual's life is only as effective as one's response to the call. Amen. You know, you might hear the preaching. You might feel the anointing. You might know what the preacher is saying. You might see it in the Word. You might understand it in your mind. You might know that it is right. You might feel that it is good. But until you do it, until you repent yourself, until you get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ yourself, until you have the infilling of the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues, until you've got this one God, Jesus name experience down deep inside of who you are, and it's a part of your life, it doesn't do you any good. It doesn't do any good to know it in your head. It doesn't do it any good to know somebody, oh, I know my neighbor. Oh, my mom is really a prayer warrior. That's really not going to do you any good until you do it. Until you believe it. Amen. Until it becomes a part of who you are. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The call is incomplete until you answer. Amen. Until you obey. Praise the Lord. But when you do, when you answer the call, when you obey the Word of God, well then, we're going on. It doesn't stop there. We go on unto perfection. Amen. You know what? It's going to be something that continues in my life. I don't think in my flesh, as long as I'm breathing air, I want to grow in Jesus Christ. Amen. It's my high aspiration. I want to be that old guy sitting in, you know what? I don't know that I can get myself to sit in the back of the church. I'll probably be up in the front. But I want to be that old guy in the pew just pumping my arm and screaming, preach! Preach the Word of God! Say the Word! Tell of Jesus! Worship the Lord! It's my high aspiration that I want to go out of this life worshiping God. I want to worship God with all of my heart and all of my strength is all of the days of my life. I never want to quit this. I never want it to end. There's no place else for me to go. This is it for me. Amen. God puts His Spirit within a man. Amen. God put His presence in my life, and I'm so thankful that He did. And when He did, when he gave me, filled me with the power of the Holy Ghost, it imparts a new nature. Amen. It's something more than flesh. It's something more than you get from books in school. It's something more than you just learn at home. It's something that is divinely, inspirationally, and given to you for power from God. Amen. It's a new nature. It's God's nature. Amen. The Holy Ghost. His presence in my life. Amen. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44 and 45. For I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves. It's a job beyond the pastor. I can't make you live for God. It's impossible. I could try, but I am absolutely sure to fail. I cannot do it for you. It's something you have to do for yourself. Sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy. Can you read that? Can you see what the Word of God says? When you do it yourself, amen. And ye shall be holy. Amen. It's kind of like, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's something shall means that God is going to do it. Amen. Ye shall be holy, for I am holy. That's the reason God wants to bring you on into perfection, because God wants you to be like Him. Amen. Neither shall ye defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 45, for I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. It's what God wants to do and why. Because He is holy, He wants us to be like Him. In other words, we are to allow God's nature to be in us. Amen. We allow God to make us, mold us, shape us, form us, help us to be like Him. Amen. You know, and that's the maturing process. The maturing Christian, amen, has these things in his life. The things that you have already said, or some of you have already said. Diligence. Do your part. Spiritual growth requires personal effort. Philippians chapter 2, beginning to read at verse number 9. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. I got that part down, that I know who Jesus is. Oh, I'm glad to proclaim He's God. Amen. Verse 12, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. You know what? It's your job to make sure you make it to heaven. Amen. Now it's my job to give you the word. I've got to tell you the truth. That's if I don't do that, tell you what, God's going to hold me responsible for not preaching the truth. But I've seen it in the Word, and I recognize who Jesus is, and that's the thing that I want to preach. Amen. But that's not enough. Amen. We got to believe it. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will, God wants you, and to do, God is going to do it, of His good pleasure. Amen. God wants you to be successful in living for Him. Work out your own salvation. Put on things of God. Amen. Our efforts are coupled with the Lord's effort. He is helping us. Faith. Someone say faith.
Faith.
Faith. We got to put on faith. Efforts are add to your faith. Faith is the foundation that we add other attributes to. Amen. Faith is the root. Amen. This salvation experience is the beginning of our walk with God. Amen. Add to faith virtue. Someone say virtue. Add to your faith virtue. Virtue refers to courage. Boldness, if you will. As of a Christian warrior. Amen. Well, what are you referring to, Pastor? How or what kind of boldness do I have to have? What kind of, you are going to need boldness to be able to go through the turmoil, the trouble, the trials of faith that come in your life. Amen. You're going to have to go through things that maybe everybody else doesn't have to go through. Maybe everybody else isn't in your situation. But you need the faith to go through what you are going through. Amen. That is the kind of faith that you need. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They had strong faith. They believed in God. They knew who Jehovah was. They knew that they would serve their God only. They knew they weren't going to believe in other gods. They knew they were in a heathen land. They knew that the king wasn't thinking right. They knew that there was trouble coming. But God, for in their faith, gave them boldness, virtue. Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 to 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king. Now this took some boldness right here. O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. You see, they have been demanded that at the sounding of all the instruments, that everybody in the whole land, they're supposed to bow down and worship this giant statue that the king had made. Everybody bow down at the sound of the sackbut and the psaltery and the harp. Everybody, when you hear the music, bow down. It's by the decree of the king. It's the law of the land. Everybody must obey. Those three Hebrew boys, they heard the law. They read the notice. They knew what everyone else was probably going to do. But they weren't basing what they were going to do on what everybody else was going to do. Let me go back to the scripture. I don't want to quote it wrong. O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. You see, that was the cost of not bowing down. Sometimes it seems like the cost of living for God is so high, I don't know that I can afford that cost. I don't know if I can do it. It's against the law. It's against the law. I'm going to be a criminal if I don't obey the law. You know, there is a law that is higher than the government of the United States of America. There is the law of the Lord. Amen. You better serve the Lord and have a conviction. I'm telling you, time is going to come. There is going to be a time in your life that you're going to have virtue, power, strength. You're going to need God to see you through. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. Get this now. And He will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. Man, they were bold. They were telling it straight up just like it is. You might be the king, and that might be the law. Amen. But if not, verse number 18, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Tell you what, that took some virtue. There is going to need to be virtue in our Christian walk. We are going to need strength to do the right thing. There are perilous times that are going to come, and there are going to be things that the world is going to want to put upon you that God does not want you to do. Amen. Don't bow down to false idols. Don't give in to sin. Don't do the ungodly thing. Now, your situation might not be just like theirs, but it could be just as dire. It could be just as important for your walk with God. Virtue. Add to virtue knowledge. Someone say knowledge. Add to virtue knowledge. Courage is only effective in the hands of knowledge and wisdom. Amen. You got to know. Do you really understand? Do you know? You know, most people in our society do not know what the Word of God really says. Amen. They do not know what the Bible really says. But knowledge is knowing. And knowing is wisdom. Many have a tremendous zeal for God. I want to live for God. I want to serve Him. I could ask now and many hands would go up. Or do you want to serve the Lord? And of course, many here would say, yes! But that zeal may not be coupled with the knowledge that you need. Amen. Little commercial break. We have elements courses. They're going to show you things that God is talking about in His Word that will shape your life. Amen. Discipleship now is something that every one of us has access to. Amen. You have hundreds of little clips and videos and conferences and preaching services and teaching that is apostolic, Jesus' name, one God through and through. You have it available. Our church pays the subscription. And it saves you something like $70 a year or something? It's some monthly small fee or by the year. But our church pays a group rate, and it's for everybody in our church. Amen. How many here have been on Discipleship Now? Yay! Half the church. Praise the Lord. I hope the other half will join us. Praise the Lord. I hope you go on it frequently. Praise the Lord. It will help you have knowledge. Praise the Lord. Virtue or boldness is like a roaring stallion, a wild horse. And knowledge is the reins that keep him running where he should go. Amen. We need God to rein us and show us and lead us and where he wants us to go. To knowledge, temperance. Someone say temperance. Thank you, Brother Ryan. This guy's good. I don't have to tell him twice. Just one time, he's on it. Virtue and knowledge produces self-control. Temperance. I cannot control you. You control you. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate. Oh, 1 Corinthians chapter 9 is where I'm at. Verse 25 to 27. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Amen. We ourselves need to walk this walk. We need to live this faith. Amen. No government. There is no government that is better than self-government. Amen. You have to control you. Amen. Patience. Patience. Got one guy I can depend on. Patience. Patience. Following temperance, patient endurance. No matter how yielded to God a person is, he will occasionally encounter difficulties. Just because you're saved, sanctified, born again, water baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost, just because you're walking with God doesn't exempt you from problems. You're still living in the flesh. You're still a human being. You still have problems that come in life. Amen. Self-control produces patience. Godliness. It's godliness. Someone say that. Godliness is called the spirit of Christianity. God-fearing. A spirit of reverence. Amen. I got to keep my reverence for God. Amen. Rightly directed worship. Worship reserved for God only. Amen. True godliness ensures that Jesus Christ is the center of one's life. Amen. Worship and affections belong to Jesus. Amen. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on earth. Amen. It's not how nice of a house you can have. It's not on having the newest car. It's not on things of this earth. It's how is my walk with God. Amen. Brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness, someone said. Out of godliness comes brotherly kindness. This is the bond that knits us together. It joins us fitly together. Yes. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning verse 14, that ye henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. You know, I don't just believe anything anymore. I believe in Jesus Christ. And He's my God. I'm set on that. By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby we lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, every one of us gives strength to the household of God. Every one of us is important in the kingdom of God. You give strength to this church according to the effectual working in the measure of every part maketh increase in the body unto the edifying of itself in love. You see the relationship between us and other Christians. And our God is like the triangle. Put God at the top. God is the highest, the best, the most, the greatest. God is all things good. And as we get closer to God, I and my spouse, or I and my brother, or I and my sister, as we together get closer to God, we get closer together. Amen. It joins us. It bonds us. It knits us. We are rightly fit together in the household of God in brotherly kindness. Now, I got to close here. Charity. Musicians, come, please. Charity. Hey, I got one. Ryan, he beat you. Oh, you said it first? Oh, man. All right. Never mind. Thank you. Thank you. Christian love should not be confined to the limits or within the walls of the church. This is not only where our love goes. Our love goes outside. Amen. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world. Not so God so loved Apostolic Lighthouse. That's not. He does love us, but he loved the world. That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the will of God. Charity, unselfish, intense, limitless love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. You got to have love. Amen. Charity. You know what? When we do these things, stand with me. You will not be barren. God will make you fruitful. Amen. Praise the Lord. We will not be ignorant in knowledge. God will give us understanding. God will give us revelation. He will help us. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, and will also forget thy children. Oh, man, don't touch my kids. My kids are going to know who Jesus is. If I have anything at all to say about it, my grandkids are going to know about Jesus. And in good time, my grandkids' kids, if I can have anything to say about it, they are going to know about Jesus. Amen. I want every generation. I want all of the people that come behind me. I want all of the people in the church to know about Jesus. Don't be ignorant. Learn of Him. Strive and seek His face. Don't be blind. Don't let the world blind you. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. I read it at the beginning. I want to close here with it as well. For these things be in you and abound. They make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you'll come to Elements. I hope you look at Discipleship Now. I hope you'll come to Wednesday night teaching. I hope you'll hear the preaching on Sunday morning. I hope you'll pray with us on Monday. We do the things we do because God wants to work in us. Verse number 9. But he that lacketh these things, if these things that you already said are not in you, it says it right here in the Word. He that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, Man, you're not looking down. You're not looking far enough down the road, bro. You need to know Jesus is coming. You need to know tribulous, terrible times are coming. You cannot see afar off and have forgotten that he was purged from old sins. Don't forget what God did for you. Don't forget that you were born again, that God remitted your sins. He paid the price. Don't forget who God is. Don't forget. Don't forget. Remember. If we lack these qualities, we are truly short-sighted, unable to see the realities of a spiritual eternity. Your spirit will live on forever. Your spirit does not die. We need Jesus. Would you lift your hands with me? I pray. I know this is, it's like I did a Bible study on a Wednesday night Bible study on a Sunday morning. But you know what? We need Jesus in our life. We need each of these things to be alive and well in our soul. Every one of us needs to be strengthened and have spiritual growth in our life. Amen. Would you pray with me? As the musicians play and the singers sing, I invite you to come. Would you come and worship at this altar? Would you come and ask God, Lord, let me grow. Lord.